welcome to our Valentine's special. This is our first and probably only viewing of My Bloody Valentine from 2009. Right. Starring Jensen Ackles in all his beautiful glory.
Beautiful, beautiful, sad-eyed, sweet-hearted glory.
Tight rear glory.
Ooh.
Okay.
I've got
a decent amount of drink in my cup.
I just peed,
and I'm ready to celebrate Valentine's Day
with Jensen Ackles in My Bloody Valentine! I thought you were going to say me. My bad.
Welcome to Shutterbug. This is Kaylee.
King of the couch. This is Sam.
King of...
Blood of the serfdom.
I don't get to be a king too.
No.
How about, like, queen of not wearing a lot of pants?
It has to rhyme. Queen of the queef.
Queen of the queen. King of the counter, queen of the queen.
Loving.
That's the most beautiful thing.
Glad we're on the same page, though.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with that. I mean, like, if you're gonna be queen of something, you
it's
might
that.
As well be queen of an awkward bodily function, you know?
It happens. No regrets.
Yeah. Look, it pretty much happens to every woman.
You know? As well-intentioned as they are.
You can try, but it's gonna happen. But, like, I am apparently the queen thereof.
Mm. Well, what makes one a queen? Sound, strength, amount, frequency.
Excuse me, does it mean I'm really good at controlling them?
Ooh.
So, like, if I'm, like, whatever,
just,
I feel like it.
Like, you're unstoppable and they just come and go.
They come, they go.
They're uncontrollable. Easy
They're
go.
Quick.
Easy go. This movie. We're watching.
This is where we're at already tonight.
We've only had one and...
We've had the equivalent
like
of
one
two
and
drinks.
One quarter drinks.
Well, the second drink was a double.
This is the second drink.
Yeah, and we've had about half of the second drink.
Oh, you're deeper than I am.
That would explain
what
it.
What did I say?
Too.
Save the alcohol for the movie. Where
I
is
saved
it?
Half
All
of
gone.
It. I saved half of it. We're going to watch My Bloody Valentine. Mm. And I hope you're ready for this because, oh
10
boy.
Years ago, in the town of Harmony, an inexperienced coal miner caused an accident that trapped
dun,
and
dun,
killed
dun.
Five men and sent the only survivor, Harry Warden, into a permanent coma. But Harry Warden wanted revenge.
Ooh.
Exactly 1 year later, on Valentine's Day, he woke up and brutally murdered 22
people
with a pickaxe before being killed. Now, after years of peace, something from Harmony's dark past has returned. Wearing a miner's mask and armed with a pickaxe, an unstoppable killer is on the loose.
Ooh.
And Harry Warden may have returned.
Is it Harry? Oh, my.
Proving one of the most fun modern remakes, Patrick Lussier's unapologetic redo of My Bloody Valentine was originally a three-dimensional delight.
Oh, my.
But the copious blood and performance from horror favorite Tom Atkins makes sure nothing is lost when watching in 2D.
Because we do not have those multicolored glasses to watch it in 3D, you know?
I just like the regular ones now.
Yeah, that's fair. So, tell me, doesn't that sound thrilling, horrifying, and also sexy because it's Jensen Ackles?
I was saying, it's multi-sexy.
He's my favorite supernatural boy. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Give me some of that. Get Dean Winchester. I'm into it.
I'm just gonna say, Dean. Gilmore Girls.
No, see, that would be Sam Winchester. Dean something from Gilmore Girls. No idea what his last name is. teeny boy.
I don't know if we ever do get told. What's Jess's last name?
Jess Danes. Nope, because...
Although, his mom was a bit of a, you know...
Questionable.
So she might have kept the name the same.
I don't think that's his name, though. Fucked if I know. Mm. Didn't we just literally watch all of this?
Yeah.
And then the new series, and still don't know any of this. We're really, really into fandom of things, obviously.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah. Oh, my mom wanted to clarify something.
Ooh.
Fairly recently, we said that when she was a young woman in her university days, they would go out for 79-cent shots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was incorrect. They were 69-cent shots, and they were only... They were only the cheapest and shittiest liquors that you could find. She said it was like drinking char. But boy, did they.
Still, though.
I mean, 69-cent shots, I'll drink whatever you got. Like,
alcohol.
Well, yeah.
I'm not paying for anything else.
No. The only... No. Yeah, no.
Not even soda pop.
Where did you find candy? It disappeared.
My mom bought it for me.
Yeah, but where was it? Did you get up and get it? Like, was it just hiding in your couch? Just in case?
My backup couch candy.
I don't know where that came. Did you also just have another candy a second ago?
No, I've just been eating this the whole time.
Okay. Oh, it was just the top of that you put down. I thought that was a separate candy.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah,
no.
My mistake.
I like to squish them.
It's literally not making a sound.
Isn't it?
Squish, squish, squish. Kaylee, king of the couch candy.
Yeah, ooh.
Added again. Okay.
Candy with a K, though.
Well, king of the couch. So it's all spelled with a K.
K-K-K.
K.
Roots. Deep roots.
Oh, Kaylee.
Samantha.
Not even like my nickname.
Samantha.
Alright, so, what are we drinking today?
Ooh, today we are drinking double vodka.
As per usual.
Strawberry lemonade Powerade. Once again, yeah. Hashtag spawns.
Spawns, spawns, spawns. No, literally just booze and Powerade.
Mm-hmm. I put a splash of water in because it was a too sweet.
Yeah, it was a little bit much
better. Says the girl eating candy.
Right. Buy the barrel full if you could.
Oh, Lord, what a. Lord, what a.
At least this is drinkable. Mm. It's not like some of the stuff we drank, which hurt.
No, this is nice. I saved my shekels and I bought us four mix.
Four mix?
Four mix. That is all. Four mix.
Well, it's definitely working. I wouldn't say three sheets, but like two. Like a two sheets to the wind. I don't know why there are sheets to the wind.
You put them on your clothesline.
Well, not in this kind of weather. It would just freeze.
Correct.
It's fucking cold out, man.
Well, yeah, P.S. minus 30 something with the wind today.
I don't know what that is in American, but in Canadian, Celsius. It's cold.
You go outside and your face freezes.
Yesterday I went to school. I didn't go to school yesterday. Tuesday I went to school and it was minus 39. Minus 40 is minus 40 in Celsius and Fahrenheit. So if you're listening and you're like, what the fuck's a Celsius? You can get that's pretty much the same thing in that scenario of cold. So, and I just had one thin layer of leggings on and I almost died.
That's why you must wear real pants.
Well, today I was wearing two pairs of pants, so.
Tights?
Well, one are long johns.
Oh.
Technically.
Thermals?
Yeah.
My wish.
I was still cold, but at least my, legs weren't doing that tingling thing where they're so cold they're starting to hurt. That was Tuesday.
Mine did that the other night, and my cat, really only loves me when she wants to, but I grabbed her and made her sit on my lap to heat my thighs.
When I went, so me and Noah did engagement pictures over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
And I don't fucking know how cold it was, but we were like, let's go out into the middle of this field where it's totally nice and just a full-on wind blowing right at us. Mm-mm. I actually couldn't feel my toes when I got in the car. Like, I couldn't bend them. It hurt. It was rough. And I was wearing, like, $10 boots. And
it's like not
they're like $10 boots. They're exactly what you'd think $10 boots would feel like.
Mm-hmm.
In minus 30 something weather. And I got home and I was like, I'm just gonna go be in the shower forever.
Yeah.
Eventually I think I was warm again.
Maybe.
Sometimes in this cold, wretched place, I think, will I ever be warm again?
She turned into a Weezico.
Oh no! A frozen ice cannibal creature.
Mm-hmm.
Which we learned all about today on Hello Creeps. They're friendly New Jerseyan friends. You can hopefully check out a bit of us.
In a bit of them.
The Hello Creeps podcast, guys, we do a bit about the Ouija ghost. So go there to learn more. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Jensen Ackles. Precisely. Who got his start on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, who didn't?
Pretty sure.
I love Days of Our
Lives. Might have to double check that.
It's a classic serial.
Either way, soap opera. Soap opera Dean. What I know about
is his given name.
Currently, he's on year 12 of Supernatural. And what year did this come out?
The life expectancy of the show is Supernatural.
It just keeps going, and I'm totally okay with it, because as I get older, so do they.
And they're aging well.
Such is the nature of time.
They get older, I get older, we're both older.
We've grown old together. I've been watching them now for 12 years, so... Mm-hmm. That sounded really creepy. Well, to be fair, though, I've been wanting Jared Padalecki for a lot longer. Because Gilmore Girls.
Correct. like 15 years.
Well, he went from Gilmore Girls to Supernatural, like, almost instantly, didn't he?
Instantaneously.
When he showed up in the last, like, the most recent thing of Gilmore Girls,
mm-hmm.
and he was just Sam, it threw me off so bad. I was like, why are you in Stars Hollow? Is there a case? Is there a demon? What's happening?
Yeah, Roy fucking Gilmore.
Yeah, fucking what
demon
else?
From hell.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe she was possessed, and that's why she's such a horrible, wretched human being.
I hope so. Makes me feel better about myself.
But they're always
they've never been great. She's never specifically been great.
They're always horrible people. She's just become more like her mother. Oh, no. Well, especially with that surprise ending. We have no sponsors.
Let's just say it rhymes with maybe.
Eggplant. It kind of rhymes with eggplant. If you say it like pregnant.
Oh. Literally nothing in my mind was like, eggplant, is it a word like orange or silver where nothing rhymes with it? Except the word plant.
Anything that has an ant.
Or ant.
Eggplant. Fig plant. Not right at all.
There are fig plants.
I mean, there are, but that was not a rhyme in any sense of the word.
It's like, yo, I'm gonna rhyme. I can rap. Yo, look, I can rap.
No.
Nailed it.
No.
A rapper
shuttling you in her drink.
No, I was like, rappers, all they do is rhyme the same word with the same word.
Oh, we know this. Work, 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 work.
Does she count as a rapper, though?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not at all. Anyway, we should watch this movie.
We're bad at life today. Our introduction is, like, nothing right now.
It's like 17 minutes.
Yeah, but how much of that's gonna disappear?
Oh, we'll see.
Guess we'll find out.
Talk about it. Talk about who's in it. It's from 2009. I googled
2009.
It.
2009. Okay, so My Bloody Valentine from 2009, which is a remake from the 80s, which may or may not be a remake from the 50s. It goes way back.
Should we have watched them first?
No. I just want to see Jensen fucking running around all mad like.
Oh, I hope he's shirtless the whole time.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. No, help, help self. What did you say?
You're like Instagramming hard right now.
No, I'm just liking our own posts with my private account.
Oh shit, I should do that. That's always fun.
You know how you get likes? You like your own stuff, but under a different account.
Yeah. And then hope that you don't have enough followers that anyone will notice who you are. Mm-hmm. We're doing really well. Yay. Guys, we're doing really well.
Let's watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
We need to do something.
Okay, never mind.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask you how you're doing. You know, how's life? But we could do what we came here for.
We didn't have time for casual banter.
That's true. We have to do another movie. All right.
Also, we've been hanging out for like 3 hours, and you're now just asking me how I'm doing.
Well, you know, maybe other people want to know, too. I see how you're doing. Hair looks good.
Thank you.
You look fresher than normal. You're having a good time. I can tell.
Showered my hair today.
Yeah, there you go. You only need to wash one part of your body a week.
At a time.
Right? That's how that works.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Okay,
Bloody Valentine. Sweet Bloody Valentine.
Here we go again on our own. No.
Ooh, honey, with that butter.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Warden. Every time. Ooh, that gave us a startle.
Ooh, that was a mouthful. Of vodka. Oh, my.
Holy shit, talking about
good
you.
Gracious. Whip it
real good.
Ooh, he painted a heart for you.
That is cute.
Child was good, less so covered in blood.
I'd still eat it.
Hey, it's this guy! That guy!
Oh, that guy, though.
Whoa! Oh! Who do you think the killer is?
Me.
Oh, fuck, that guy's gonna die. Dun dun dun!
Oh!
Shovel right to the mouth hole.
So far, so good at scoring, and I love it.
We do everything.
Except butt stuff.
Wow. Upon thine ample...
Oh my god. French bulldog. Oh my god.
Naked hooker.
It's Jensen Ackles.
Literally.
Oh no!
But damn!
Surprisingly delicious. Fudge.
Really picking up on our jerking off stuff.
Hand slamming. He's like, I've lived in these mines for the past 10 years. Deep in the mines.
Nobody wants a pickaxe to the head. Shitty, cheating, dirty ass bastard.
But goddamn, these mustaches. Kill me dead.
And he's all like, don't fuck my wife. But.
Indeed.
I just witnessed you put pretty much an entire grilled cheese sandwich in your mouth.
Oh no, spooky. 3D!
It's okay, the ice cream's still frozen.
Why would you ever do that?
Oh, fuck. That Harry Warden's trying to kill me.
I told you it was Jensen Ackles. Oh, shit, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And your socks are crusty.
I do your laundry and your socks are crusty. DeKalb.
Get out of DeKalb.
Get out of DeKalb.
Gory, and I like it.
Ack, no.
Ackles, no.
Oh, no.
Sweet tree.
I'm glad we were gonna make the same joke. We've seen what happens when you just go into the woods, especially if it's raining, you become a human centipede.
Oh
my god.
Their dicks touched tips one time and they became lovers.
Wow. Maybe this whole time, she's been the killer.
No. Oh, what the fuck?
Shoot us both! Bang bang!
Okay. Sure. Everybody got a gun.
Nobody knows how to use it. Oh, shit, son.
My Bloody Valentine can't stop killing.
My Bloody Valentine can't stop, won't stop.
Dickbutt. Everybody loves
Dickbutt. Okay.
That was
My Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine. That's all it makes me think of. I can't think of nothing else besides.
No. All right, I'm about to drink some of this drink. This drink is not good.
But it is better than mine.
This is true, and I feel sad for you.
I zhuzhed mine up with a little jube.
Ugh. More candy in your drink. My mom's like, the fuck is she doing candy in her drinks?
Yeah. Because it makes it sweeter. Okay. Like me.
I'm like trying to get myself to drink this.
Okay. No, we'll trade.
No, thank you. That's fucking worse.
I know.
Alright, okay. Whiskey fucking...
Ching! Clink! Clink! Well, mine looks like Mountain Dew and yours looks like orange juice gone bad.
Ooh, it actually... It looks like a very concentrated pee.
Like, when you have not had a lot of water for the day.
When the thirst is real.
Literally me this morning.
Gross.
That's why I have another full 3-cup of water bottle here to roll.
Oh, yeah, I have some of my water still.
So that was My Bloody Valentine. Okay. I've never seen it before. Mm. And I liked it. It was not too scary. The gore was cool. I like the blood and guts and
the 3D. Yeah.
The obvious 3D of it. So this was entertaining.
Yeah, I guess this is 2009, so it was like...
Not bad.
Well, they were like... It was like when like filming in 3D and like...
It was like everything.
Was just sort of like really cool. And it's very obviously shot for 3D.
Yeah.
Like...
And 2D'd down.
Yeah. Real... Dumbed down to 2D. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I always love to see Jansen just fucking running around, even if he is psycho-killing.
Okay, Warren. And who called it? This girl. We'll see how the edit works out, but I called him being the killer boy.
Yeah, and then I accidentally told you he spoiled it.
I explicitly said, no spoilers, and then at one point she says, yeah, because he runs so slow.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
But then I still wasn't sure if it was a single or a duo type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keeps you guessing.
You don't know. You don't know what the twist is going to be. Like, you think you've guessed it, and then you're second guessing yourself, and then you're like, oh, I was right, but was I right? And then you're like, oh, and then it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and then you're like, why doesn't anyone send me chocolates?
Well, you just have to sleep. With a married man, obviously.
And she gave him chocolate. He didn't give her chocolate.
So you need to be a married man. A married man. And then cheat on your wife.
Mistress.
With the local grocery store clerk slut.
With the locals.
Just any of them.
All of the above. Mm-hmm. The mustaches in this movie. Mm. May I say, what a ride. I've been planning that the whole movie.
Solid one line.
I don't know. That's all I've been thinking about this whole time.
I don't know how to come back from that.
You can't. Derailed. Now it's time for our outro.
That's it. That's all I gotta say. Okay. Okay, so what happens in this movie, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So we've got Jensen Ackles. His name is Tommy Boy or something.
Tommy Haniger.
And he comes back to town, and his ex-girlfriend's like, fuck you, I still love you, but I'm married, and I blah, blah, blah.
Where did you go? You left town 10 years ago. Yeah.
And it's like, no shit, he left town 10 years ago. You left all of his friends left him to die in the fucking mine. But he didn't die. He went crazy instead.
To start the movie, a man gets blown up in a mine and comes back and kills people.
Yeah.
And tries to kill Jensen Ackles.
Fails.
And then we jump to 10 years later. Yeah. That's what I was confused about at first, because I thought the mining thing happened, and then the
mind party was there, and I was like, why are they partying in the mind? The guy just murdered people.
Yeah.
But after we, then it said 10 years later, I was like, oh.
Uh-huh.
You see? See how that goes?
Ooh.
So.
Don't party in mines unless you're 18.
Don't party in mines. It's fucking dangerous. Me and my friends used to go to, hey, there were these old, like, mine buildings that were shut down, and we'd blow shit up in there.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah, like we'd light fires and we'd blow shit up and set up fireworks and stuff. And then one day we were like, oh, this whole building is asbestos. So I might die someday.
Ooh.
Of the asbestos.
I might die someday.
Specifically.
Period.
Specifically from asbestos. But I might die someday. I don't know yet. I haven't died yet.
Knock on wood.
I was like, this is
glad. Nothing to save you now. Kids I knew partied in a quarry.
We didn't have a quarry. We had lakes. We did lakes.
And we did fields. Wheat.
Gravel pits. And house parties. We had a lot of house parties.
I never partied when I was younger because I had no friends who partied. My parents didn't let me out of the house. I tried once. They said no.
I didn't really have like house parties until I was older.
Everything now.
Yeah, until I was like 17 probably. 16, 17, whatever. Of legal age, which is 18
Canada.
In Manitoba.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of Canada.
Well, some are 19, but... and I didn't touch one drop of alcohol until I...
I had wine, and not, like, a spritzer. Arbor Mist.
Well,
that was my
also,
first
like,
alcohol experience.
There's also, like, if you're with your parents or if you're in a restaurant, you can order alcohol if they say, okay, if you're having food, if you're underage.
Sometimes it won't serve you, though, because parental approval doesn't mean anything if the bar can get fined.
I don't know, man. I haven't been under 18 in almost a decade.
Long time.
I'm just saying, as far as I know, that wasn't a rule.
I had Arbor Mist that I stole.
Oh, my God.
And I ate it with snack mix, like with the Cheetos and the pretzels and the Doritos. And then I couldn't eat it for a while because I drank a lot of it, and it was so shitty. And then I didn't have anything else until I turned 18, and then I just went.
Oh, God. Hey, what was the first? Okay, I think Arbor Mist also might have been one of the first things. Well, like, I had drank wine and stuff, like, with my family or whatever, but I think Arbor Mist was the first thing. There was, like, a bottle of Arbor Mist in the basement that...
How old were you, though?
15,
I was like 17 and a half, 15, and I was feeling wild.
15, probably? And there was like almost a full bottle of Arbor Mist, and like nobody wanted it, because somebody brought it to like, you know, like a get-together at my parents' house, and they just kept complaining about it, and I was like, I'll just take it, and they'll never notice. And I drank it, and it was, even then, nasty. And it's worse now, because it's not wine.
No,
like,
what even is it?
It's
just piss
it's
in a bottle.
Sugar, sugary, wine-like piss. Brutal. And then, other than that, I think I had, like, I drank a bunch of, like, milk and Kahlua.
Ooh. Okay, I think one of the first drinks I had when I was 8, like, when I became of legal age, I think it was either...
When you were 8?
When I was 8. I became legal age. Now I was 18. It was my champagne birthday. Woo woo!
Oh,
it was a whole party.
I just had mine.
Ding ding ding. And I think it was what's that stuff called? Goldschlager.
Ugh.
But it was made with Dr. Pepper, so I liked it.
No, thank you.
And spiced rum and threw up.
Isn't Goldschlager also another one of those cinnamon
flavored?
Yeah. No, I would barf just smelling it.
It's good. I liked it.
No,
good times.
I
partied for a week straight.
We used to have block parties, okay, in my town. Like, our neighbors would block off the whole block. We'd have block parties. And when I was 15, the first time I got, like, dirty drunk, like, throwing up fucking dirty drunk, I was 15, and we had a full watermelon that had a full bottle of vodka in it.
Vodka melon.
And it was fucking delicious, right? And me and my friends, we, like, stole this vodka-filled watermelon. And we ate the whole thing and then drank the just straight vodka out of the bowl. Brutal. We were passing it around. We were like, do it. Ugh, and it was so gross. And then there was the kid's watermelon, which was just half a watermelon, which we then shook. And my mom's girlfriend at the time handed me a bottle of vodka, like secretly. And we just poured it over it. And if, okay, like, if you have a vodka watermelon and it's, like, been sitting overnight,
it's been soaking. It's been soaking.
Yeah, this FYI. Was just vodka poured over watermelon. Yeah. And then
dripping off of it.
I know I threw up that night, and I did not, I know it, I didn't touch fucking any booze for a full year until the next block party.
All that story makes me think is, for years we've said we need to make a vodka watermelon. This year is the year that we need to do it.
We should. I'm in. It's good. You have to do it overnight.
Yeah.
Because that fucking just pouring.
And get good watermelon. You don't want like a not tasty watermelon.
No, you don't want like a nasty watermelon. But that was fucking like not a great experience, but memorable-ish. Parts of it were memorable.
And then it happened.
Yeah. And then literally a year later was like the next time I drank any booze. And then from there on out, my life.
Even at safe grad, my parents didn't buy me anything.
My grad? I don't really remember my grad.
Exactly.
No, but at the grad the year before, which was like when most of my friends graduated.
Katie Peps?
Katie P. Who's not Katie P anymore, she's Katie K.
KKK.
No, just KK.
KK knows what's KK.
At her grad, her sister kept... She was just, like, drinking screwdrivers all night, and she kept just passing me, like, the end sip of her drink all night.
The nasty, vestiges.
Warm, like, fucking tang and vodka.
Spit back.
I got
the term
pretty...
I wanted.
Backwash?
Yep.
I was gonna say spittle.
Spittle.
Anyways, that was a good night. That was pretty rough, though.
No, my parents wouldn't even buy me anything for safe grad, so I didn't drink anything. And I think my dad knew that his genetics would really
shine through.
Really kick the can and make me an alcoholic deeply.
Yeah. I think my parents were like, maybe if we teach you responsible drinking, it'll turn out okay. Well, here's to you, Mom.
I know, my brother's 2 years older than me, and they would have thought that, you know, to learn from that, considering one time, this is the best story ever. I'll make it short. He called my mom complaining about his eyes were bloodshot, and he thought he had pink eye. So she went over to see what he like what was happening, because he was living in the city at this point. And he had thrown up from being so drunk the night before that he burst the blood vessels in his eyes.
Oh, wow. Poor fucker. Oh,
and
my
he's
god.
Like, Mom, I think I have pink eye.
Yeah, no, you just have stupid. Oh, my god. I've never thrown up that hard.
No, I've never thrown up that hard.
I was going to say, I have a distinct memory of, like, what the hell were we at on campus one day? It was, like, a campus event. It's like, post-secrets or something, maybe?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we were, like... I met you there, and you came in and you sat down, and you were fucking frazzled, and you were like, yeah. I'll be right back.
And I died.
And you went, and you came back, and were like, I just threw up forever.
The night before, I smashed a bottle of tequila,
yeah.
Like me and Asa, and then I went to the bar, and they only gave me water.
Yeah, that was probably for the best, because you were still fucking drunk. Like,
oh, for sure.
Dirty,
I woke up the next
drunk.
Morning, it was so drunk. Ugh. I, like, threw up in the shower for days.
Oh, my God.
But community showers, not my problem.
I don't miss the, like, res-level drinking days and the shit that we drink. Although, what can I say? I'm drinking as bad now as
again,
then.
Again, my mixing skills, not improved.
No.
I think on my, like, 10-year drinking anniversary, I'll buy, like, a How to Make Drinks book.
I'm past my 10-year drinking anniversary.
See? What have you learned?
Well... You know.
Just buy better booze. This is the thing.
Well, it is pretty much buy, like, good booze and decent mix and you'll be fine.
This is good. We just need to work on our ratios.
Yeah. Also, don't, like, have half your cup be really cheap booze.
True. We just need bigger cups.
I'm gonna complain, though. This free whiskey.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, B-Dog.
Bengus Gun.
Chugging that free whiskey. I have a podcast where I have to drink every week, so.
Aspirations.
This is such a good excuse to be like, oh, but like, I have to drink because it's Thursday and we're recording, so. You know.
But what you guys don't know is that we are both recovering addicts, and we don't drink at all. We just fake it.
Yeah, we're just pretending. We just drink juice.
Yeah, juice.
You can totally tell just from listening that we don't just devolve into gibberish half the time. No.
We're very good at acting. I don't know if you've seen our commercials. They're on CTV.
I was on CTV once. Really? Or Global News or something.
I was too, I think.
I don't know. I was at like the fucking bus stop on Osborne, and this guy came up and was like, he's like,
"You wanna be on TV? And you want to be like, a superstar?"
He's like, it was me and Joe. He's like, can I ask you guys a question? We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. Fucking dirt face, like, gross looking, right?
Living.
And then he's like, what do you think of the Manitoba government was saying that they were going to start allowing the press into courtrooms during trials?
Ooh.
And they were like, what do you think of that? And I was like, fuck no. But I didn't say that because there was a guy with a camera and I'm not so cavalier in public.
She's more clandestine.
I was like, no, I think it's a terrible idea because, like, blah, 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 the media tends to blow things out of proportion. You don't know what the verdict's going to be until you know.
That's
and you
blah, blah, blah. True.
Yeah. And Jolene was like, yeah, like, I agree, whatever. And the guy was like, sweet, I'm done here. You're the only people who've said this. And then it was just done and left. And I was like, well, we're definitely going to be on TV.
Do you need us to sign anything?
Nope, just ask. That counted.
No, I was in that Winnipeg Free Press in the most unflattering picture of me and my friend eating ice cream.
Just your whole face.
At the BDI.
Face.
And I didn't realize it was happening. He's like, is it okay if I put your picture in? And I'm like,
I just pictured you just like putting an entire ice cream cone in your mouth hole.
I guess I'm going to do
I don't
bite ice cream.
I wasn't picturing it hitting your teeth.
Oh, that's true. I have a really large mouth, in case you're wondering. Proportionate to my face.
Yeah. All your features are gigantic.
What did we discover the other day? I have a little touch of the Marfan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Apparently.
Gangly lips and stuff.
How can you not touch your pinky and your thumb around your
literally,
wrist?
Like, not even, I can almost touch my, I can touch my index finger to my thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you could be that pitcher.
I know, as soon as you showed it to me, I was like, oh, what are these? How do I do it?
I have these.
And then it was like double jointed, scoliosis, pains. I was like, yes.
I mean,
yes.
You might have a touch.
Yes.
You should ask. Be like, do I have a touch of this gangly limb disease? Could I
but,
be?
But, again, not disproportionate. My arm span is the same as my height.
You're just tall and gangly.
No.
Yeah.
Before I used to just be tall.
I was like, what movie did we just watch?
My Bloody Valentine. Every time, I cannot not sing, say it.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Yeah. I would recommend, like, if you're like trying to plan your Valentine's date and it's last
you know
minute,
they like scary movie type deals, and you want a little cuddle.
Yeah, you want to do a scary movie because then you get all snuggled up, mm-hmm. right? And you want
to say unless she's a fighter and like he or she, if they get scared and they like throw a fist, then you don't want to be
no,
near.
No, don't watch scary movies.
You don't want to be near.
That. No, you want to watch with somebody who's, like, going to snuggle up. And then, if they're, you know, a straight woman or a gay man and it's Jensen Ackles, they're going to be ready to go after.
Oh, so stopping.
But for real, though, if you've got last-minute Valentine's plans and you're not really sure what to do, throw this on, snuggle up, drink a bunch of cheap whiskey in lemon-flavored Powerade. And enjoy, yeah.
It sounds.
If you like,
get a box of chocolates, perhaps.
Oh yeah, get a heart shaped box of chocolates and give it to her just before you watch it.
Put a little heart into
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was like a running theme through the movie. Like, they have the heart shaped box of chocolates.
Give
the
her whole thing, your heart.
Also, the whole thing is supposed to take place on Valentine's Day or something. Hence the name.
Yeah, like the initial thing was Valentine's Day, and then 10 years later, it's again supposedly Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't see a lot of Valentine's Day merchandise in the grocery store.
Just saying.
Yeah, really, like, they weren't, maybe that's why the town's so full of fun.
Well, I was gonna say, 10 years later, they probably really just don't celebrate
Valentine's Day. Yeah, maybe they're like, they're just like, well, where did you find the hot shit? I guess they must sell a little bit. They're just
he came
like
from out of town. He was gone for years. He just flew in.
Oh, yeah, he, like, no, he drove in. But the chick gave the guy chocolates, right?
She went to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah, probably, there's probably a Walmart in the next town over.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Easy peasy. Over where they don't have a fear of Valentine's Day because of tragic murders from years before. Mm-hmm. Look, I know I just ate a whole grilled cheese and a bunch of fries and a pickle, but I'm still hungry.
I got cheese rings and we're free.
No, I'm probably just gonna, it's like that thing where I'm just gonna be hungry for a couple days.
Just drink water.
No matter what. No, I will be hungry. Like, it's just,
I'll just be me. That's my problem.
I'll be, like, gross and full and want to barf, and I'll still, like, have the hungry feeling.
No, that's coming back. And it used to go away when I was thin, and now it's coming back, heartily.
Oh, that must happen to me around once a month. For a couple days. That'll go away.
2 days?
Yeah, right.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, right.
I was gonna say, I mean, it is my Bloody Valentine.
Ew.
Yo, sorry, Noah.
Sorry, guys. Although, to be fair, this is much before Valentine's.
Like a week or so.
Although we're celebrating on Saturday, so.
Ooh, that's cutting it close.
We're celebrating on Saturday and then next Sunday and not on Valentine's Day. So, if you're free, we can see if we can get some discounts.
Oh, we need to go on some romantic dates.
There's probably like a skip the dishes coupon for Valentine's Day.
Hope so, probably. Although it's sad if you're skipping the dishes your Valentine.
Well, maybe you're sitting at home alone. And you're
I am
like,
off on the 14th, actually.
Noise.
Noise. That means I'll be home alone with my cat.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yay. And then the next day, you can go get cheap candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, girl.
I'm getting so many cinnamon hearts. I like also the, like, gummy hearts that they have.
I like the gummy hearts.
I don't know what flavor they are, but they're good.
Heart.
They taste of heart. Again, like cannibalism. A thing I deeply believe in.
Ain't no thing, you know.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Hey, oh. Except it's a heart.
My immediate reaction to that, laughter, and then, yeah, I know. That's what we just said.
No, barf. Oh,
bleh. Quart
this
slowly.
Freaking brutal, man. How do we always end up with just, like, the most brutal drinks in our lives?
Because I thought it would taste good.
Well, it...
Should have only made a single.
We've done worse. Okay, we've done worse.
Mm-hmm. Drinks, for sure. People, worse.
Yeah. We've done worse. We've done a lot better. We've done worse. Were we going to get fucking fancy and I was going to make us like a simple syrup and we were going to go all out?
Oh, in the summer though. We ain't ready for that yet.
It's pretty...
That's a summertime madness.
Pretty excessive effort for just drinking alone in your living room watching horror movies.
I'm alone. I am currently... voicing myself and Sam, who is not real.
It's pretty impressive, though. Mm-hmm. Getting that dual track.
Yeah, I'm gonna... something. The word's escaping me. And then I will apply for America's Got Talent.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Puppeteer.
What?
Exactly.
Look, sometimes you're interesting. I got nothing, man.
Now I'm just complimenting myself. How fresh.
Look, it's a fucking process, okay? I gotta record the whole thing and then record it all again and pretend like I'm talking to myself.
No, I throw my voice.
That's not true. We talk at the same time sometimes. Ooh. You're not that good, said your alter ego.
Exactly. You would know, alter ego.
I love
ego. Really living the life I would like to lead. Mary.
When was the last time you had an egg or waffle?
2 weeks ago.
Oh. I was about to, like, reminisce the days of old.
I was like, you forget that I'm a bachelor. And no. Then all I eat is things my mom makes me, egg or waffles and pizza pops.
I was going to say, but
tiny
then,
pieces.
But then I remembered a Snapchat of just egos. But you're just loudly reading the newspaper into the
excuse
mic.
Because this article is very intriguing. It's titled...
No sense, please.
We're millennials.
I don't know what these people know
about
millennials.
It's a hookup generation, apparently, but more virgins than in older age groups.
Wait, what does that mean?
It means that a lot of people are growing up and waiting until they have sex.
Well, that's good. You should wait a fucking second. You don't have to give it all away just because you're feeling the pressure.
But again, I'm on the line of internet dating, and every other message I get is,
would you have sex with me for money, please?
And I say, $1,000. And they say, I only have a couple hundred. I'm like, nope.
Too
not
bad.
Worth it.
That might too damn bad. Not be legal to be haggling with people.
Whatever. They never follow through. I would certainly never follow through. Unless it actually was a gram.
You fucked some random for $1,000?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
That's 1 month's rent.
I'd need a lot more than that.
I mean, I would have to vet them first to make sure they wouldn't murder me.
But you can never be sure.
I know, someone else in the room.
Are they also paying you? Because you can make more money than a grand if you're doing that.
Ooh, good point. Several people with me. Just bring an entourage.
Now, you need to pay me a lot of money to be able to do that. And
I mean,
I don't know.
They were cute. I would just assume it would turn into a relationship.
Oh, just
which explains my dating history.
I was going to say just a breakfast at Tiffany's thing, then yeah. I realized that's
just a pretty woman.
Yep, that's what I meant. Right, we watched a movie.
What would you rate it?
I would rate My Bloody Valentine 2 still beating hearts.
Ooh.
Out of 5.
I thought you were going to say stillborns. And no. There would be a whole nother video.
How come nothing ever came of the fact that chick was pregnant? Like, I was expecting something more gruesome.
Killed her.
Yeah, he killed her, but I was expecting, like, a tiny heart inside the big heart or something.
I'm not sure why Toddy Boy killed her. I thought it was more so a duo.
I think because she was in the way.
Just because she was there.
Well, yeah, well, because he killed the guy at the end just because he was there and he wanted to get out of there, right?
That's true.
Same with the maid. I'm pretty sure he just killed the maid because she was there.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Right? That's my theory. Look, sometimes when you're out killing, you gotta kill someone you didn't intend to kill because they saw you and they might know something, you know?
Reason.
You gotta fucking cover your tracks, right?
Yes. And I give this movie 3 mustache rides out of 5 ill-fitted jean skorts. Ha!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
2 bras shown through 4 white t-shirts.
2 bras shown through 4 high-necked white t-shirts.
The higher the neck, the darker the bra.
Oh boy, the outfit. Ugh. I will say, it didn't like scream like...
It's great.
2000.
Like late 90s to me.
Yeah.
As
well,
opposed
I guess that was like kind of the... idea though.
I don't know. We were not dressing in like, oh.
Well, when was the last time you wore a jean skirt?
Originally, it would be like 99. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Was when they were partying.
Hence the vest.
Oh yeah. But then even 2009, like she was wearing bell bottom pants.
Well, but I think that's just explained away by the fact that she's still like living the glory days of being a teener.
Teener wiener. One teenage wiener.
I don't know, Matt. Okay, but when was the last time you wore a jean skirt? That bring you
skirt
back?
Or just jean skirt?
No, skirt. Take it back.
I never had a jean skirt. I had a skirt.
You never had a jean skirt?
Corduroy.
Ooh.
Hello.
Okay. I feel like if there's anybody, like, not a millennial listening to this, they might not know what the fuck a skirt is.
It's a skirt, but underneath is shorts.
And there were different kinds, right? So there were the kinds that were like shorts with a skirt that just sort of fell over it.
Or they're like flat.
But yeah, there was the kind that were shorts if you're seen from the back.
And
the
skirt
front
from the
had
front.
A flap that covered the front part to look like a skirt. So you got the best of both worlds. You got the shorts in the back, you got the skirt in the front.
The one thing from like the 90s I'm waiting to come back.
Oh, fuck yeah. That shit was just straight up like the Joker's mullet of pants.
The mullet of pants. I thought you were going to say the mullet of pants would be zip-off pants.
Because
it's business until you zip them off. Business. And then it's party time.
All business till it's party time.
The worst is the striped ones, and you had to match the stripe. Because if you didn't, yeah, it was so wrong. God, that was my nemesis back in the day.
I also really hope those come back full fucking swing. I want to see people
zip it.
And when it had like the two spots, right? So you could zip it off.
Some of them had one.
So they were capris or they were shorts.
I had the twos.
Yeah.
I did have the twos.
Yeah.
Try matching both to make a stripe.
Oh, good luck. Whose middle piece could go either way. Oh, good times. You know, like, they say that fashion comes back around. There's definitely elements of, like, the 90s and stuff around.
Chokers.
There's not that.
It'd be a lot worse. That.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for. I was just starting to get into, like, thousands fashion and understanding it.
I don't understand
any of
that.
Teens fashion. And now it's chokers and brown lips and grunge rock. And
yeah, what? Like, I like grunge stuff, but... I'm into that grunge.
Why do the higher the pants, the better the pants, and I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm into higher pants. But like, if you look at the history of pant, that was like the only time that they were low rise.
One pant.
If you look at the history of the pant, that was pretty much the only time that pants were low rise.
Thousands.
Well, because for the most part, women didn't wear pants for a really long time, and then when they did, it was all high-waisted, so and then it went low-waisted for, like, a decade, and then it was like, oh, fuck that. You can't do anything.
I'm tired of whale-tailing.
Yeah, you're like, I can't bend over. I always have to make sure my pubes are shaved because they're so fucking low.
Although, try being, like, 12 and thinking, low-rise pants are great when you're vastly overweight.
Oh, you poor chubby little
bitch.
Oh, man. I at least used to be fit once upon a time.
I never had the luxury. Although I didn't know what I was missing.
Oh, fuck, no. But I hope they don't come back. Whatever. I'm going to be one of those people who's just like,
platform shoes never go away.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's the other thing, is those big, chunky, fucking black heels and shit. Mm-hmm. Weird.
I like it though. I like it though.
My sister's like full swing, like buying bell bottoms. Just bringing it back to her teen years.
Ooh. What did they call? Jankos? The, like, massively flared pants.
Oh, that flared from, like, the knee?
Like, from the thigh.
I know the ones that were, like, tight to the knee and they flared out.
These are just, like, the massive, like, man pants.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I was thinking those jeans that, like, all wedding dresses are modeled like after now.
Mermaid style dress jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
These jeans.
Let me see.
I'll show you. I need to see. Some more volume on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Jankos.
Yep. Out of control.
Where they
remember when hammer pants made a comeback?
You could fit three people in your pants.
Remember when hammer pants made a comeback?
Recently.
Those were fucking comfy. I had like one pair that were not quite hammery.
You'd call them Justin Bieber pants today.
Well, yeah, I don't know what style guys wear now either, because I'm seeing a lot of like t-shirts on men that come down to their knees, and I don't get it.
They're dresses.
They're t-shirt dresses.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Like, a man.
They're still wearing shorts, and I would call them capris, mm-hmm. because the shirts got so long that the shorts had to come down closer to the ankles, and now they're just really, really long capri shorts.
Blood pants.
Yeah. And I don't, it's like, you just look like you're dressed up in
your closet, with the lights off.
Douchey old dance clothes from the 90s.
What do I like? I like a man in a skinny jean.
I like a skinny jean. I like kind of a dress.
Like a
skinny jean, maybe a nice sweater.
Booty-shaping.
Yeah. I want to see what's going on.
So, I was such a creep on the bus today. This guy walked out in sweatpants, and I was just blatantly staring at his dick. I was like, what you got in there?
What's your back in?
Because he was walking, too. You could see, like, I was like,
the swoosh.
I was like, so creepy. I was like, oh, this is weird. But I was eye level with it, so what are you supposed to do?
Well, you're not gonna not look. And if they've got it on display, they want you to look, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
I would just assume.
It's like minus 50 today, and you're wearing like really thin sweatpants.
That's
what
confidence.
Else do you want?
That is confidence. That's true.
What more can a girl ask for?
Hello, this is Kaylee. She's your astral master.
We liked the movie. It was cool. It was very 90s. It was very
1000s.
Jensen Ackles was amazing.
I'm sitting right next to you.
It doesn't work as well when she's still in the room. I tried.
Yeah, the creepily talking about one another while we're sitting together doesn't work that well.
You should have waited until she peed.
Well, now I'm never going to pee just so you can't record anything about me secretly.
That you know of, I edit these.
That's true, you do. Which is why it sucks, because I can't do it, because then you know. But it's nice of you to keep it in.
It's funny, it stays in. If.
Alright, so that was
My Bloody Valentine.
We can't Sweet. Not sing it.
Bloody Valentine.
Do you know any other words?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, I probably do to hear it, but not to say it.
It's not off the top of your head. Is that the phrase?
Off the top.
Right off, yeah. Jensen Ackles.
Gorgeous.
Taylor
Swift's best friend.
BFF.
That other guy was 40.
Like, more than that. Didn't we say he was 47? Did I make that up?
Oh, he was 37 when they filmed it.
Oh, okay.
And it's almost been 10 years, so he's like 45.
Yeah, 45. Mental math.
Ish. Math-ish.
Today,
my professor, he told me a way to find the heights of buildings and trees, because that's what you do when you're a refrigerator repairman. And he said to find the angles to measure them. And I said, oh, that's a lot better than me having a friend stand beside the tree and doubling them in order to find the height.
I was like, didn't you just Google average heights?
Oh, of trees, yeah. But I did. I measured some of them, but I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just wildly off.
That's
because
so
you know how good I am at seeing.
But what if when you finish this, they've grown?
In like 3 months, the tree doesn't grow that much.
I don't know. You've been working on this for more than 3 months.
I don't know.
I don't know how long you've worked on the tree measuring.
Not that long.
You don't know? It could grow. It's not spring yet.
It's more likely to die because of all of the salt that they put on our streets.
And all the cold
and the fact that
terribleness.
They don't know what a curb is when they plow, so they just plow into whatever happens, man.
That's why all those trees have the fucking metal guards around them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them dented into the trees.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we really, really did a good job there outsourcing our fucking snow clearing.
Yeah, thanks, snow removal.
Thanks, guys. You're doing a great, horrible
Although
job.
I will say the people who did the sidewalks haven't been terrible.
Maybe where you live. They've been pretty fucking rough.
Other than not coordinating times.
Yeah.
They'll plow the sidewalks, and then the street will plow, and then the sidewalk is half covered, and then you can't see around the snowbank, and you get hit by a car.
Because they're different companies.
None of them talk to each other, because they don't have to.
Yeah. And then, so then we end up having to pay the sidewalk clearing guys twice.
Yeah.
Totally saving money there, guys.
You are welcome.
Good job. Well done. So proud. Winnipeg. Fucking bullshit.
Winnipeg.
No.
Winnipeg.
Hashtag Canadian problems.
Yeah, hashtag so Canadian. Sorry.
Not sorry. Whatever.
Working is tough. I don't need to judge anyone. It's just timing. Coordination. Take pride in your work.
Just literally be like, here's our schedule. What's yours look like? Oh, we can just move this to then.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one time, well, I'll say a few times I walked home in the middle of the night and, they were just plowing the sidewalks as they came by, and I was like, yeah.
And you were, like, running ahead of them, trying not to get run over?
No, I was like, plow it for me, baby.
Didn't you get stuck on the bridge once? There was, like, a snowplow going?
Yeah, I had to race it to your house. And let me go by, and I was, like, trying to really speed walk so it wouldn't catch up to me. Like, I'm winning, and the guy was probably, like, on first.
He's literally just, like, taking a sweet time.
I won, though. He was halfway across the bridge, and I was all the way across the other side, so.
Literally just, like, the longer I do this, the more I get paid.
That's also probably more true. I was like, let's race. He didn't know, but I said, let's race.
Well, see, if he had known,
You would have pushed me off the bridge.
Plowed you over.
And because I don't think the river was iced over yet, so I would have definitely drowned.
Would have died.
Some people say potatoes.
Well, I'm drunk. Some people say potatoes.
Oh, potatoes?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Getting some potatoes. I don't fucking know.
But are they Mennonites?
Probably. No, because they're
potatoes.
Like, they Ukrainian.
I'm Ukrainian.
The people that I've known were of Ukrainianish descent.
Potatoes.
Irish. I went full Samwise Gamgee there.
Potato.
Diddly dee potato. We've just offended all the Irish.
Again. Come back now, you hear?
Y'all come back now, you hear?
And we run over the Americans.
Oh, bringing it back to our American accent.
Giggity, giggity. That's it.
That's your American accent.
No, wait. I got one.
Your Quahog accent?
America. It's huge.
Huge. do your Trump impression so good, other than just huge.
Do I have a Trump impression?
Yeah, you did like a whole thing with tiny hands.
Oh, I don't know.
Johnny.
I have nothing to say now.
That was it.
I'll work on it. It was huge.
I love all the Trump impressions online, and there's like people will comment on Reddit, and you read it, and it reads like Trump saying it. So funny. Well,
I do remember acting it out, but that was a while ago.
It's tiny little hands.
That's it. With like crab hands. It's so huge. I said something probably pretty foul, and they followed it with by.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
And that was my Trump impression.
Just Trump.
God, I'm having a hot flash. Taking my shirt off.
Ooh, la, la. Well, I already took my hands off.
I was like, earlier today when we started recording, it's like, oh, this is so hot in here. Next thing you know, we're both just in tank tops and tights.
Yep.
Where's your shirt? I don't know. It's gone now.
Oh, my.
It's because it's stretched out, okay? My bra
good
is showing.
Job. I'm so proud.
Try to stretch out.
Tiniest tank top.
Yeah. They are just stretchy.
Yeah, so they're all just stretchy. Because even mine, like, just come off my boobs now.
How's that even possible? Your boobs are huge.
Huge. It's the arms. Bend thing.
Every time stretch. I work, I just end up like this. And I'm like,
ooh,
I
was really like, getting them tipsy.
I know. But I have a y'all t-shirt on see. Over top.
Y'all couldn't see, but she just lost all her straps.
I know, but I have a t-shirt on over top, so it's just annoying when you try to lift your arm.
Oh, that's not sexy at all. I fucking hate that.
If I had a deep V of a t-shirt, deep V white t-shirt.
You just need shirts like this, which are just too big.
I have a company shirt that I wear.
And lengthy and cozy. And
a company shirt
and
that I wear.
And bras like this, which don't really count as a bra. I've stopped wearing real bras. I don't.
What are you wearing right now?
This fucking thing.
Oh. Sports bralette?
Yeah. It's just a bralette situation, whatever.
Ooh, I was like, mine's getting really weird and murky. It's the candy. It's the
mine is still.
Yours looks bright green now. Mine is.
Yeah.
Like,
mine's changed color and yours has changed color and we didn't
know.
No,
that way. The way we can tell our cups apart is yours says one grilled cheese crumb inside
yeah.
of it.
Did I not? You didn't?
You might have drank it.
It's not in there now.
Oh, well.
I didn't even
as
know
I
it.
I looked in mine, I'm like.
Yours has candy and candy sludge.
That's not helping, Paul.
Okay. This is the end.
Oh no!
Your face! Oh, you're so sad.
Oh, like getting broken up with?
Nah, girl, we for life.
I mean, I tried, and she's a clinger.
Oh, we're not. You used to just casually live in my house, so
I didn't have one of my
own. Who's clinging?
I just lived there. I did everything but pay rent.
Yeah, but like it was nice because I'd come home, my house would be cleaner than I left
like,
it.
Oh, are you guys home this afternoon? Be like, no. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just inside
gonna,
of it.
Just gonna be there.
Like, it's tidy.
Yeah.
Because I like neat. I like neat places.
Me too. Come back to my house and clean it.
No. Clean my house, please.
My house is fine.
I cleaned it the other day, and there's just cat litter everywhere.
Well, that's just the nature of having a very hairy cat.
A long-haired best.
Yeah. My house is... Actually, not bad, because I've been, like, more aggressively tidying.
Mm.
But this week hasn't been great.
Tidy procrastinator. So if I don't want to do something else, I'll clean things.
Yeah. I do that, too. Oh, I have an assignment due.
This tiny one thing probably needs to be cleaned 3 to 5 times.
Yep, 150 times.
You know what I need to do right now? Sweep my balcony.
Push all the snow off. That's a good way to deal with things.
For safety. For safety.
Yeah, just in case. You don't wanna be the guy whose balcony crushes another guy.
Exactly.
Sounds terrible.
Mm-mm.
I tried to wrap this up.
Yeah.
You just came back around to weirdness.
Stop, won't stop.
My Bloody Valentine.
We liked it. Good.
We liked it, yeah.
We didn't love it.
Gory.
We didn't hate it.
Cheesy.
Cheesy ass.
And somewhat predictable.
Do people still say F?
I do.
For S fuck?
I do.
Okay, it's real hard to, like, pay attention
keep up.
To slang.
Keep up.
Lately, I've been listening to the
our own podcast.
Classic folk playlist on Spotify.
Ooh. Okay.
It's cool. A lot of, like, James
Taylor.
Thought
you were going to just say our podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, that I listen to all the time.
That's what I've also been listening to.
Yeah, obviously.
On repeat.
Endless.
It's in my recently added, so when it just starts playing, I leave it.
Yeah. No, I definitely, like, I listen to it. I've already listened to the one that's coming out tomorrow, mm-hmm. I guess, for Friday.
Yep.
And I'm going to listen to it again.
just to make sure.
Well, because I didn't listen to it on iTunes, and I wanted to get that play, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'll have to download it.
Yes, we liked My Bloody Valentine.
Do we want to watch the original? Do we need to see?
I don't know if the original is from the 80s or 50s. Yeah, we need to go back in time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're building a time machine, people. I mean, that's literally on our to-do list.
There's a time machine.
Wow. Is it 1952?
How did we get
here?
Where did all the electricity go?
I'm not dressed appropriately.
Oh, my goodness. There's still electricity in the
50s. Okay, so if we went back to 1952,
why not?
My apartment would still probably be
yeah.
exactly as it is, just less colorful.
Yeah.
No hardwood. We would have tile floor.
Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, and there'd be people here.
Oh, no.
Who would be incredibly scared of where we came from.
Who are these scantily clad women?
Ah, witches. In the 50s. Witches. Hedge witches.
Burn them at the stake. They were doing that in the
50s. No, but I can float.
No, we can't. We're not.
In water.
But I weigh more than a duck or less than a duck. How does that one work?
If you have buoyancy.
I don't fucking know.
What is it? If you can hold your breath underwater, you're not a witch, but if you drown, you are.
And then it's like, oh.
Of course you drown. Because you're in the water.
Well, you died for the good of the people.
Yeah, or like, if you drown, you're human. And if you don't drown, you're a witch.
Exactly.
Like, thanks for listening. Bye.
No. Okay. That was My Bloody Valentine.
Mm-hmm. 2009.
I'm Sam.
I'm Kaylee.
We're the Shadow
King
Bug.
Of the Couch.
Kaylee, King of the Couch.
Sam Queen
of the
Queen.
Quiche.
Ooh. She twists. She turns. She quiches.
And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Shutterbugs. You can check out our website at shutter-bugs.com.
We're on iTunes. The other one.
We are on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Stitcher for those of you who are not on an iPhone or whatever other Apple product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check us out.
Please.
Follow us on everything and tell us how much you love
follow
us.
Follow us, like us, give us your comments, questions, concerns.
No concerns.
Just comment. Just comment us.
Don't be concerned. There's nothing to be concerned about. We're
stop sending us
AA
links.
We don't.
Okay, well.
Bye.
Bye.